for this day. To your name be all glory and honor and praise. In Yeshua's name, amen. This message is Shemesh 29. And if you'd like to turn with me in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 15. We're going to be learning about our father of faith, Abraham, Abram. And it's beautiful to know this, that here was a man in his 70s that began to walk with God. And you may think, well, I'm just too old. No, you're not. Amen. Because Abraham came to know the Lord in his 70s. And the relationship began at that time. And it went on into his 80s, into his 90s, and into his hundreds. Last week we had a special celebration of a dear sister, Sister Millie. 100 years. We have godly men and women, elders in the Lord. And not just by age, but by their walking in relationship and fellowship with Almighty God. And we are enriched by those elders, are we not? Amen. Praise be to God. I think it's amazing that God spoke to Abraham, Avram, which might seem at the twilight time of his life. And declare to him, these latter days are going to be more glorious than any other time. That he had to go through 70 years of preparation to know the Lord in a greater way. And how we have all been enriched by his relationship with the Lord. And think about that, my brothers and sisters. Everyone is being enriched by your relationship with the Lord. It's undeniable. And that's why you came into the kingdom. It's through the Yeshua and knowing that there are others who walked with God before you. How enriched we are in all these things. Praise the Lord. Avram sees and hears the word, Jehovah Adonai Yeshua in person. He hears his voice. And it's a very familiar voice. It's a voice that gives him joy and contentment. As many times we forget that he went into a land where he had no relatives. He went into a place where he did not know of. And he walked in faith and trust. And many times that's what the Lord is asking us to do. As we go on life's journey, are we willing to trust him at all costs, and believe in his word just as he has spoken it to us, and just hear his counsel, and to walk in his ways. In these latter days, it's going to become more and more important for us to hear the word of the Lord our God. There will be instances where he says, turn to the right. And if we don't, our life can end immediately. He wants us to walk in sweet surrender, hearing his voice and walking in all his ways. To his name be all praise and glory and honor. Amen. Abraham is reassured that Adonai Yeshua is his shield and salvation in one person of Yeshua. Genesis 15, 1. Sometime later, the word of Adonai came to Abraham in a vision. Don't be afraid, for I am your protector. There's a song from the 1980s, the very first time I was ever introduced to it. And it goes, Melech Hosea, Mashiach again. Melech Hosea, Mashiach again. Baruch atah Adonai, Baruch atah Adonai, Magen Abraham. Baruch atah Adonai, Baruch atah Adonai, Magen Abraham. Goes on in English and it says, King, Redeemer, Savior, and Shield. King, Redeemer, Savior, and Shield. Blessed art thou, blessed art thou, Shield of Abraham. Blessed art thou, blessed art thou, Shield of Abraham. You are the mighty one forever, O Lord. You are the mighty one forever, O Lord. You raise the dead sleeping in their graves. You are mighty to save. You raise the dead sleeping in their graves. You are mighty to save. That's just like singing in your shower at home to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And think of this, my brothers and sisters. It says in the scripture that the Lord dances above us. He dances with us and he sings over us. And I do not have an excellent voice, as you've just heard. But the Lord sings over us. And that's why we're to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And pure worship, never be ashamed of what your voice sounds like. But worship the Lord at all times. I am your protector. Your reward will be very great, Yeshua declares to him. 15:2. Abraham replied, Adonai God, what good will your gifts be to me if I continue to be childless? And Eliezer from Damascus, that is the capital city of Syria, which was an important trade center and the oldest continuing community. What if he's my only heir and he inherits my possessions? You haven't given me a child. Abraham blames Adonai. Why? Because of the promises of Bereshit, chapter 12, verses 1 and 3. And let's look at them really quickly. Now Adonai said to Abraham, get yourself out of your country and away from your kinsmen, and away from your father's house, and go into the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and I'll make your name great, and you are to be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. But I will curse anyone who curses you. And all of the families of the earth will be blessed in and through you. So here it is years later. That was Abraham when he was in his 70s. Now he's in his 80s. And he's declaring right now before the Lord, where's my gift? Where's the promise? God is not offended when we declare to him, Lord, where are your blessings? Where are your promises? Because then we're crying out to our Father and saying, I'm seeing you as my source in everything. I'm seeing you as my provision. And that's what we, the people of God, need to do. We need to be walking in the provision of the Lord, not trusting in all the other things in the world, but walking simply in the provision by the Lord. Back in Bereshit, Genesis 13, 14 through 18, King David established his kingdom in the city of Hebron for 7 years before he moved his kingdom to Jerusalem. This is the area now that Abraham is living in Hebron. You haven't given me a child, he said earlier. Abraham continued, someone born in my house will be my heir. What about that promised child? You said, from my flesh shall come descendants. That was God's promise to him. And it appeared God had not fulfilled his promise to our father, Abram. What about Abram's nephew Lot, whose name means covering protection, who Abraham had saved his life? Couldn't he be the heir? No. Why? Because it was supposed to come from his own loins. That was the promise. Let's continue here. Verse 4. But the word of Adonai Yeshua came to him. This man, Eliezer, whose name means God is help. Isn't that great to have as his number one man, his right-hand man, and his all his household? God is your help. Let's continue. He was the head Shamesh, that is the servant. He will not be your heir. No, your heir will be a child from your own body. Okay, I'm 80 years old, and you're telling me from an 80-year-old man there's going to be a child born? Yes, that's what God is saying to him. Abraham knew that time was running out, right? Most women have a clock in them, right? And it tells them that these are the childbearing years. It comes to an end. So he says, from you a child will come. Okay? So let's continue with that thought. Abraham was not only asking for a son, but that the promised seed that was promised to Hava, who is Eve. He knew the covenant promise here. For him to be a blessing to all the people on the earth, that promised seed was going to come through him. The baton had been passed from Hava to Enoch, from Enoch to Noah, and now to Abraham. 80-year-old man. Impossible. The devil's watching all this and he said, my goodness, are you kidding me? Of all the men throughout the whole earth, you picked this old man. And you're going to say, through him, you're going to bless all the nations of the earth? What seems impossible to men is not impossible for our God. Amen? So we got to truly understand the significance of this. This man, his loins would appear to be all dried up. But from dried up loins came the promised seed. The child to be born. Yeshua would descend through Abraham. 2 weeks ago, I spent a lot of time in Matthew chapter 1. And we went through the genealogy. And it says that right there at the very beginning. It says this, Yeshua ben Avraham, son of Abraham. Yeshua ben David, son of David. Let's continue. Abraham desired for the seed of promise, Yeshua, salvation to be born from his family line. Not just the son to pass on the inheritance, but that the inheritance of the sons and daughters who would receive the inheritance, Yeshua, by salvation. You see that? And that's why this was ordained by the Lord. But as we get into this next chapter, what do we see? In chapter 16, Abraham went by the way of the world and took his wife's counsel and tried to have a child born From whom? Hagar. Where was she from? She was an Egyptian, representing what? The world. It's amazing the tie between our father Abraham and Egypt. He went down there because of famine, correct? And he was ready to give his own wife over to Pharaoh to save his own life. And the Lord spared Sarah, his wife, and Abraham, that covenant that they had with one another. And he caused a plague to come on Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, "What have you done to me? Why didn't you tell me that that was your wife?" Think of this, my brothers and sisters. Our father in faith had problems with lying. Amen? Telling half-truths. But the Lord delivered him out of that situation. And so later in the story, we see now Hagar coming into the situation. And the goodness of Sarah's heart, she said, "Well, my womb is completely dried up here. And so with that, here, take my handmaiden," which was a practice of that day, "and marry her. And from her, we can help God out." How many have tried to help God out? I have. And it's been a complete failure. I've gone completely off the course. And that is what has taken place. Amen? So let us get back to the scripture here. Habakkuk 2:4. It says this: "The righteous will obtain life through trusting," and that's faithfulness. In Romans 1:17, "For it is the good news that is revealed how God makes people righteous in His sight. From the beginning to the end, it is through trust, as the Tanakh puts it," that is the Torah, the first five books of Moses, "but the person who is righteous will live his life by trust in Yeshua, who is salvation, and that alone." And it started with Abraham, having Yeshua reveal God in his person to him. God hasn't changed anything. Yeshua said that only through me will you know the Father. Only through me, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, Yeshua speaking. So the only way that our father Abraham could be ushered into the kingdom of God is through Yeshua. Let's continue. Galatians 3:11 says, "Now it is evident that no person to be declared righteous by God through legalism, since the person who is righteous will obtain life by trusting and being faithful, and that alone." Not fulfilling the law. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, don't waste your time. You will not fulfill Torah. It's impossible. Yeshua made Torah full. He's fulfilled it. And in and through Him, we fulfill all Adonai God, Abba, our Father's requirements of Torah. In and through Yeshua and Him alone. Next, Messianic Jews, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, it says, "But trusting the person who is righteous will live his life by trusting. And if he shrinks back," that means you find any other way. If you become Torah observant, you're shrinking back. You're denying what Yeshua did on the tree for you. You're denying His resurrection. Let's have this very, very clear, my brothers and sisters. Torah observance will not save you. Let's continue. "If he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him." Who's saying that? The Lord our God. "The just shall live by faith," period, in Yeshua. the Messiah in whom is promised Yeshua's salvation would be born from his line and be Abraham's descent. And imagine this with me. The very one who's going to be born of the Virgin Miriam, Mary, is standing before him. It is the only way to salvation. And later will be obedient to Abba, his father in heaven, when he turns to him and says, "Now go and be born of Miriam." Because Yeshua declared this, "Moshe, Moses saw my day, and Abraham, Abraham saw my day, and they rejoiced." Is Yeshua a liar? No. Let's continue. Praise be to God's name. This one, the Shekinah, the Shekinah, the glory of God, the literal glorious presence of the Kodesh, that is the Holy God, who is precarnate Adonai Yeshua, who is making the promise and to be the fulfillment of the promised seed of Adonai, who is Yeshua's salvation himself. Let's continue. Now we're back in Genesis, Bereshit 5:15-5. "Then Adonai Yeshua brought Abraham outside his tent, and he said, 'Look, look now up at the sky and count the stars, I'm in the process of counting the stars. And I've thrown up my hands. I give up.'" Okay? That's what our father, Abraham did. "If you can count them, so shall your descendants be that many." My brothers and sisters, you are his descendants. Rejoice that you're sons and daughters of Abraham. Verse 6, "And Abraham believed in Adonai Yeshua." He believed in him. He said, "I agree with you, this covenant that I want to enter in with you." And Adonai Yeshua credited it, faith and trust, to Abraham as righteousness. And what is God asking us to do today? To simply believe him by his word. That yes, he will fulfill it in his good timing, as Alan shared in our Torah reading. God has a plan. We're on his time schedule. And when he says it's going to come to pass, it shall come to pass. Hasn't he been faithful in the past? So why are we worrying and going another way? Let's simply walk in the simplicity of walking in his word. Because when we don't walk according to his word, you know what comes? Division in the body. Division in the household. Division in everything that you're doing in your life because you're not walking according to the will and the plan of the Lord. It's that simple. He's made it that simple so people with very small intellect, like the person who's speaking before you, can actually walk in obedience and simple faith as a child. That's all the Lord's asking us to do. Come sit in his lap and say, "Daddy, I hear your words and I want to do all that you want me to do. But Daddy, I have problems. I fail. Help me. Correct me along the way. Encourage me that I might delight in your presence. And you may delight in being in our joint presence one with another." It's that simple, my brothers and sisters. We make it so complicated, but it's that simple. Do what is right in the eyes of the Lord and stop doing what is not right. Let's continue. Here in the Tanakh, for the first time, faith, which is aimun in Hebrew, trust in truth, and righteousness, zadak, that is to cleanse, to be clear of self-carnal nature. I want deliverance from my carnal nature. Amen? Why are you saying that in front of all these people? It's the truth. I want my carnal nature being put to death, to be refined in the fires of God, so I might walk in His image, character, and likeness. That's what it's all about, my brothers and sisters. Nothing else. Let's continue. That is to be clear of our carnal nature, to live only by justice, to be right and to be made right by Adonai and Adonai only. Trust in, that is to have the reliance on only Yeshua being our salvation. Abraham's heart was turned toward Adonai, God Yeshua. And it's an enduring trust of obedience and submission. Like the Lord said, to obey is greater than sacrifice. If we're just bringing our sacrifices and placing them on the altar, it's all show. If our hearts aren't walking in obedience before we even bring the sacrifice. Adonai Yeshua God sees Abraham's heart attitude of faith and recognizes Abraham as righteous. That means to be in right relationship with him and his will. Adonai God Yeshua entered into covenant fellowship with Abraham, and he received Adonai Yeshua God, Abraham did, as his shield and his reward. Many children that cannot be numbered of all the nations who believe by faith, and also the promised land. We are all Abraham's children. By faith, all Jews and all the people of the nations who will live by faith of Abraham shall live together in Shalom as the promised seed of Hava, ben Abraham, ben David. Adonai Yeshua, God reigns in their hearts. So is he reigning in your hearts today? That is the Middle East peace process, as Messiah is ruling and reigning in all the people who live and dwell in the promised land, then there shall be peace. Let's continue. This marries the first covenant and the second covenant of Adonai Yeshua, God's blessing of a right relationship and fellowship with him. It also came through faith. That is why in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 11, it says, Abraham is the father of all who believe in Adonai Yeshua God. That's who your daddy is, from the earth. Abraham came to faith in Adonai Yeshua, the promised seed, at his age of his early 80s. The full revelation, the salvation of God was brought before him. Now, continuing in verse 7. Then Adonai Yeshua said to Abraham, I am Adonai Yeshua, Lord of salvation, who brought you out of Ur of Chasdim, Ur of the Chaldees, to give Abraham this land, the promised land, as Abraham's possession forever. Abraham replied, Adonai Yeshua God, how am I to know that I will possess it, this promised land? Adonai Yeshua answered him, bring me a three-year-old cow, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a dove, and a young pigeon. Abraham brought Adonai all these, and he cut the animals in two and placed them opposite one another. But Abraham didn't cut the birds in half. The birds of prey swooped down on the carcasses, but Abraham drove them away. As the sun was about to set, a deep sleep fell on Abraham, and horror and great darkness came over Abram. Adonai Yeshua said to him, know this for certain, Abraham, your descendants will be foreigners in a land that is not there. Wait a minute. They were going to leave the promised land? Yes. They will be slaves and held in oppression there for 400 years. Actually, that's a round number. They were there for 430 years. How long has America been in existence? 1776 to 2015. That is 191 years longer than America has been in existence. The Jewish people were slaves in Egypt. That gives a proper perspective, does it not? Almost twice as long as America's even existed. Verse 14, but Adonai Yeshua said, I will also judge the nation of Mitzrayim, which is Egypt, the one that makes them slaves, and afterwards they will leave with many possessions, as did Avram when he left Egypt. He was blessed with many possessions by another Pharaoh. And what are we going to be celebrating this coming week? Passover. Verse 15, as for you, Abraham, you will join your ancestors, your fathers and mothers in faith, Adam, Hava, Eve, Abel, Seth, Noah, in peace and shalom of God, and you will be buried at a good old age. All except for Hanoah Enoch, for Enoch lived 365 years on the earth, and he walked with God, and Adonai Yeshua took him. Because Adonai Yeshua had taken him as his possession. My brothers and sisters, there's one thing that we should desire over all things, and that is to be the possession of Yeshua. Don't fool yourselves. Do not have anyone else on this earth that you love more than Yeshua. As it says in the latter days, that houses will be divided. Amen? So pray if you're married for your spouse to continue to have a love for Yeshua more than they have a love for you. Because in Him is salvation. No other. Only in the fourth generation will your descendants come back here to the promised land. Because only then the Amorites, their judgment will be ripe for them. So it took 430 years for this to be accomplished. We say, Lord, you're so slow. No, He has to set the stage. He has to prepare all these things to be done. Praise be to God. Verse 17, and after the sun had set, there was a thick darkness and smoking pot, a flaming torch that appeared, which passed between these animals. There is a requirement for making covenant. That means taking slaughtered animals and cutting them in half. The halves are separated and placed on opposite to each other. After the two parties entering the agreement walk, that is covenant, between the two halves of the slain animals. This symbolizes if they do not keep the promises of the covenant, they will perish just like the slain animals. So that was Yeshua was saying to Abraham, this. If I don't fulfill my covenant with you, I will be divided in half. Imagine that. Here's Almighty God saying, this is how I'm going to fulfill my covenant with you. I'm going to fulfill it to its fullest. That's why He declares that the promised land belongs to the descendants, all the descendants, by faith of Abraham in Yeshua. Isn't that beautiful? Whether you're Jew or Gentile, that's your home. Amen? Let's continue. In Jeremiah 34:18, it says, as for the men who violated my covenant by not living to the conditions of the covenant which they made in my presence, when they cut the calf in two and passed between the parts, the leaders of Judah and the leaders of Jerusalem, and the officials of the Kohanim, the priests, and all the people of the land who pass between the parts of the calf, I will hand them over to their enemies and hand them over to those who seek their lives, and their corpses will become food for the birds of the air and wild animals. Did that not happen with the nation of Israel? Because they rebelled against the Lord. Isn't it beautiful that we've entered in a covenant with the Almighty God? And He wants us to bring us to repentance. But if we don't, He will let our enemies rise up against us. So that we'll recognize that His protection, His shield has been removed from us. And He'll draw us back to Him for reconciliation. Adonai Yeshua passed through the symbols with the symbols of a smoking pot and the torch. His person wasn't seen passing through, but He had to fulfill that covenant. It continues. Whenever there was a covenant established between two people, they were to pass through these animals that were divided. That's a reminder to us that as we enter into covenant with the Lord, He's very, very serious about it. Let's continue. In the essence, the promises of the other person, if he failed to live up to the covenant, like the animals, they also would be destroyed. Adonai Yeshua God did a new thing here. He did this. He established both the promises and the obligations of the covenant. He said, I will do it. I will complete it. I just want you to walk by faith, trust in the word that I've spoken to you. That's why He caused a great sleep to come upon Him. So that we, as His people, would know this. This was prior to the Brit Milah, that is the circumcision covenant. This was prior to Torah being given. This was by faith and faith alone in Yeshua, our salvation, our Redeemer. Let's continue. Abraham never saw the Torah, nor did he read it all the days of his life. Yet he was seen as righteous before the Lord and simply believing in God's promises. So my brothers and sisters, if someone comes and tells you that there's another way to God and salvation, there isn't. Because my brothers and sisters, I know this. We're living in the days when there will be a third temple. And there are going to be many Messianic Jewish people and Jewish people swept up in that. And the temple sacrifices are going to continue. That's why God gave us the book of Hebrews, the book of Messianic Jews, to warn us to stay away from entering into that. That is not a way to salvation. It's only through God and knowing Yeshua that we have our salvation. Are you putting your faith and trust in Him and Him alone? Or have you added something to it? Have you come up with a holy order of laws that you've come out of your own mind, and are you living by them? That's an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. Know Yeshua and Yeshua alone. Give praise and glory and honor to Him. And know Him in the intimacy of your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Then you can work out your fear of your salvation, your Yeshua, with fear and true trembling. As you bow before Him and forsake all others to know Him, that is our heart's desire. To His name be all praise and glory and honor. In Yeshua's name, amen.